Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2972.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill,
D. Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my car.
Montgomery!
Thank you. Hiding the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy.
Ted's meat and potatoes has the taste of Alaska.
No way Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click.
Drink it to drunkity. All right, here we go. Air traffic controllers, pilots, and flight attendants all agree that air safety during shutdown is deteriorating by the day. To Oregon, where man goes to jail after jumping into a horse stable and having his way. Ohio high school student grills three staff members while high on LSD. Meanwhile, a bank robber is spared a life sentence because he was dumb as can be. And a student shows up for an interview with Microsoft 1 month ahead of time. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. A little hot today, man.
Woo.
We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who drank from the River of Dumb and found a way to answer 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant, play Big Dummy, call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hola, bitches, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2972. Oh, my, oh, my. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is in the house. Ted's meat and potatoes has the taste of Alaska. Believe it or not, we had a very good friend and listener to the show send us a bunch of, is it moose meat?
Moose.
It is moose meat.
It's the second time he's captured a, well,
He grabbed it by the rein.
He captured it.
He grabbed him and he choked him out.
No, when he gets a moose, every couple of years, he'll send us some meat.
So we got ground moose, and we also got moose steak.
Correct.
And you spent most
Did
of last night.
Did you make a moose steak?
Making a moose bolognese.
Yeah, well, it's funny, like, you know, like FCC, you guys stay up till 3. I was up till 3 last night making this moose stuff.
Right.
That's why I texted you.
Oh, okay. But it's a bolognese sauce.
What, my signature?
Which is a red sauce. And what type of pasta did you cook up to pour that on?
You know what? I haven't cooked pasta yet.
I'll figure it out. Right. Okay, you got a couple different varieties.
It looked like you brought in like a fancy, like a almost, not a pepperdell, but like a rigatelle almost.
Oh. Yo, Robert, good call.
Like a penne?
That's what it looked like.
That's how bolognese sauce should serve.
It absolutely should. It's a heavy, a meaty sauce, and it needs a bigger noodle. You would never want to put that on a cappellini or
saying.
A number. Yeah, absolutely. So the head chef's coming in. Not only are we going to have some delicious moose meat from Alaska, but we're also going to try some delicious beer from Alaska Brewing Company, which is, I believe, a place that we stopped in when we were in Anchorage at one point in time.
Yes, many bars. And by the way, a little known fact, since we are celebrating Alaska today. Ted and I, earlier in the week, both made soap out of whale blubber.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have them in gift baskets for our studio audience here today, which we appreciate all of them being here.
Yeah. They're underneath your seats.
Mm-hmm. So the head chef's in, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, a taste of Alaska. Noah Sherlock
is
back.
That's real soap, ma'am. That's real soap.
We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Profile, this is on the way as well. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober so far. Our biggest dummy has been Josh. It took him 20 questions to get one correct. Now, as you know, every time we play Big Dummy, we do a men's room poll. The last time we played the game, we asked you, because for some reason, people were really interested in the posters they had in their rooms growing up of the women they were in love with, the bands they loved, the guys and the boy bands that they liked. So we decided to ask you to pick a poster for your home. So whenever someone would open up the door and come on in your living room, they would see this giant poster.
Yeah.
So your options were R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein,
Weinstein.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
So those were your selections. Don't know how we got that list or what made those people all. Normally when we do these polls, there's like a similarity.
Yeah, there's nothing there. I mean, they're all famous. It stops there.
So Kevin Spacey was the top vote getter at 39%.
Really?
Barely edging out Bill Cosby. People said they wanted a poster of the cause. 38%. R. Kelly in third at 19. And Harvey Weinstein, only 4%.
Wow.
So out of all
those. We should let them know that. Out of these four, you are the least popular.
So now, on this episode's poll, we want you to pick a brand new pet. And the good news is, you get to keep this pet in your bedroom.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that it can't go out into the living room and hang out, you know what I mean, be a part of the family and all that, but every night, you know what I mean, you're going to bring it back into your bedroom where you sleep.
Absolutely. It's like every little kid when they get a pet. Whatever else that pet does, they want that pet in the bedroom with them.
So, option number one will be a ball python. A ball python, which I believe eat mice starting out. Apparently, they're somewhat docile in their youth. You know what I mean? I've heard
they're not hungry.
They get to a dangerous size, right? Exactly. But you don't want to handle the snake too much around feeding time. But then days after feeding time, you're normally pretty good for.
But
a
I can
while,
still
right?
do. I watched a dude snake for. That sounds so stupid.
How was it? In the shower?
There was a guy that had a pet snake when I lived in Nylands, and I watched it for a few weeks while he drove around on his motorcycle.
Okay, and did you have to feed him a couple times?
Fed him twice. Once because we needed to feed him, once to show the other people that had not seen him eat. Right, because
why you have piranhas and stuff like that.
But I felt bad the second time because that mouse just hung out for a while. The first one was gone in no time, right? Because it's feeding time, the snake's going to eat, followed his directions, it was done. The second time, I don't know if the snake was that happy. And I felt bad because the mouse was really uncomfortable. I'm like, but I'm not reaching my hand in there to get the mouse out, man.
It's really weird.
Like a good hour.
I don't know
it's
if you've...
like the snake stared at him.
I don't know if you've had this experience before with someone who had a snake, Ted, because I know that you stay away from snakes at all costs.
Yeah.
But when my buddy Matt had a snake in our apartment, it wasn't a python, it was a boa. But that was the one that got loose, by the way. But anyway, we would go and get mice to feed it. So think of like a box that would hold like 20 nuggets
or like Timbits. You know what I mean? It has this little handle. You know what I mean? It's this little cardboard box.
It's all the same to a snake.
But, there's a little mice inside.
The difference is you don't feel your nuggets moving when you're holding them.
This thing's like running around. It's just so weird to be in the car, you know what I mean? And you got this mouse in a box.
I told you, we did it with my buddy's Cayman. Like, we would go to the store, get mice, same thing. I don't know if he was always hungry, but we wanted to see it.
Sure.
And then the mouse would be going crazy, and then he's on the little floating platform, and he'd run around. And that came in, would just chill in the water.
Just watch him.
It was like floating around, and then eventually that mouse stops, kind of leans over, and he's gone.
That quick.
That quick.
Bam.
So does the caiman just wait you out?
He just waits. And then it was almost like he waited for the mouse.
All day.
But as soon as that mouse got off like super agitated, like looking every two directions.
Right.
I mean, he closed his eyes and looked at that water for a second.
Really?
And that caiman got him. Zap. It was awesome.
So your first choice is going to be a ball python. Now, remember, you got to keep this thing in your room. Your second choice, the rooster.
No.
The rooster. You're going to have a rooster in your bedroom.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right.
It's easy every night.
Third choice.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. It's just Jerry Cantrell in your bedroom. Ooh. That'd be kind of nice.
That'd be kind of weird.
Tarantula at number three.
No.
Tarantula at number three.
All right.
Nah, that's not all right, man.
And the fourth thing, as we know, it's common in a lot of areas, and people do, they have a pet possum, which are apparently very docile.
Wait.
What?
Where are these areas where it's common?
Where do you think they are?
West Virginia?
God damn it.
Baltimore City.
I was hoping you'd say something like Chicago. I mean, we're all about it.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Like, how common?
It's
unusual?
Well, there's a lot of people who have raccoons as pets.
Are they a pet?
It's illegal to have a possum as a pet without a wildlife rehabilitation permit.
Okay, we'll give you that. We'll give you that
for
today's purposes.
So you have to find an injured opossum and then bring it back to health?
It looks that way.
Huh. Okay.
Who looks at a possum and says, more than anything, I want this in my home?
So if you want one as a pet, you need to run it over with your car first.
I want this 13-nippled, buck-toothed, wet-looking weasel.
And it's got like an armadillo tail.
Like, I want this in my home.
That would be fantastic. So again, we're going to pick a new pet. You get to keep it in your room. That's a men's room poll. Will it be a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum? All right, the game is big time.
Possum.
You taking the possum?
In a second.
Taking the snake.
You're taking a snake?
I'm taking a snake.
I'm taking the tarantula.
Here's my issue, man. It's just...
Because I can feed him crickets? No? What do they eat? Lettuce?
I'd rather just give him a mouse.
You know, I mean, is it like a rabbit?
What is a
tarantula eat?
Yours is going to die, Miles.
Okay.
Yeah, crickets are fine.
What do tarantulas do? In other words, why should I be scared of them other than they're big and hairy?
They can jump.
You're dumb.
Are they venomous?
That's what I mean. Can they bite me? Can they sting me?
I believe the ones they sell as pets have the venom removed. Will correct me about that in 2 seconds,
they have
I'm
venom
sure.
But in nature.
All it has to do for me, look, the tarantula cannot hurt you. It will not take you down. It's just the fact that it looks like that and they can jump.
See,
it's out. Ow.
I just assume that most animals can regenerate. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
What do you mean regenerate?
Well, a salamander loses his tail, he grows one back.
What do you mean most animals? There's a few that do, sure.
I know,
man.
But I mean, I would think
lizards
that...
Lizards kind of it,
like,
I think.
Okay, like, would you feel good if someone, not milked your cobra, but I mean...
Yes,
would you
I would feel very good.
Would you feel comfortable if they said, well, we took the poisonous mechanism out of his fangs? Or would you think, like, well, maybe...
Listen, my deal with tarantulas has nothing to do with their venomous. They could be the kindest animal, or they could be the worst animal. They look the way they do. They are the size they are, and they can goddamn jump. That's problematic for me.
Okay.
Nothing else about it matters.
How far can they jump? How far can they jump?
They can jump at all. It doesn't matter. It does not matter to me.
I don't know. I don't know much about it, but I'm going to go tarantula.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can feed him lettuce. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our first contestant.
He's like the loneliest person.
Ready
and
to
get a spider, I'm going to feed him lettuce.
I'm going to call him Harvey, you know, and I'll talk to him every day.
This quiz could also be like weird nicknames.
What do you mean?
Like you got to pick one to be your nickname. Do you want to be Tarantula? Boa? I picked Possum.
Ball?
What's up, Possum?
What happened, Ball? Did you get kicked?
I'd pick Possum. No one would know why.
Yeah, like, why do they call you Possum?
Because I got 13 nipples, bruh.
Because of my tail.
Exactly.
It looks like a rat.
And a pink nose.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James!
James, welcome to the men's room.
Tell me!
Hola! James, are you sober, not sober?
I am sober.
Welcome to the show, James.
Thanks.
We're going to pick a pet for your bedroom on a brand new one on your men's room poll. Would you like a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum?
I'm going to go with a python.
Python. All right. Very cool.
Yes.
You ever had a pet snake?
No. My cousin did, and they're pretty much useless. They just lay there.
Well, I mean, it's a snake. What do you expect them to do, man? I mean, as far as these animals go, honest to God, I would say that the most interesting would probably be the rooster and the possum.
I mean, the rooster.
You know what I mean? As far as, like, the rooster, he's going to walk around and do things. I know they're aggressive and mean. I'm saying, but it's worth watching, right?
But every morning.
I'm not saying you love it. I said it's something. You're going to watch a snake? If you're not feeding it, what does the snake do?
I just want him in my house.
Okay, fair enough.
Get out of my house.
All right, James, here is your question. The USS Nautilus, that was the name of the first of what type of submarine?
That was going to be a treadmill.
Is that a
nuclear?
Oh, James, it was really great getting to know you.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah,
absolutely,
time.
Man. I learned so much.
Can you name another type of submarine off the top of your head? I figured you're going to get that because if you say it to the average person,
the caterpillar
submarine.
Propulsion, like in Hunt for Red October.
Oh, or going silent.
Yeah, no one will be able to hear it.
Oh, that thing. Didn't they hear him whistling? Wasn't that the thing in the movie?
Yeah.
No, they heard him singing.
Singing, all right.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of another kind of submarine now.
What other kind are there?
I don't know.
Nuclear subs. What did they run on before?
I mean, you could say attack sub and all that, but
solar.
Still, I would say.
Solar power.
Yeah, solar, exactly. Solar power. That
game is a big dummy. Wind power. 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Liz. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Liz.
Hola.
Hello. Hello, Liz. Oh, Liz, there you are. Liz, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober today?
I'm on Team Sober, and this is Tara.
This is Tara. All right.
Yep.
All right, Tara.
Yeah,
men's room poll. Pick a new pet to keep in your room, Tara. Will it be a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum?
Definitely a tarantula.
Tarantula. I'm right there with
you. Wait. Why did you say definitely?
Because it's little and I'm done raising kids, it can just sit in the corner and do nothing.
No, that's not a bad call.
Okay.
I'm a mother. Sit in the corner and do nothing, you fuzzy goddamn monster.
Hey, Tara, how many kids did you raise?
Two.
And how old are they now?
19 and 21.
All right. Who was the worst one?
Obviously, my daughter.
Your daughter, okay.
Yeah, clearly.
Obviously. Yeah, I mean, that's not quite.
Did she know?
Girls are crazy.
Did she know?
Does she know
that she drove you crazy?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
All right, here's your question, Tarantula Lady. Which continent does the Crocodile River run through?
I got two guesses.
And one of them is correct. They both start with the same letter, I bet.
Antarctica.
I was going to say Antarctica.
Oh, no, I was kidding.
No.
I was kidding. There's nothing, there's just penguins.
Africa.
Oh, great getting to know you there, Tara. Way to go. One and done.
Tell your dumb kids the
what
mom is
going
still smart.
On today? Absolutely.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, the game is a big dummy. Dare we get another contestant? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, whoever this is, welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy! Hola.
Hola.
Hello? Hello.
Say hello.
Hello. You, right there. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Liz.
This is Liz. Oh, hello, Liz.
Well, son of a bitch.
Welcome to a big dummy. Liz, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Oh, I am definitely team sober. I'm picking my kids up from school.
All right, wonderful.
That's okay, the Liz. Time to start drinking, Liz.
Yes, Liz. All right, our men's room poll. Liz, you got to pick one, a new pet to keep in your room. Will it be a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum?
It's either the rooster or the tarantula. Probably the tarantula.
All right, tarantula it is.
Which one would your kids want?
Oh, I don't know.
Tarantula.
Yeah, he wants a tarantula.
Get him a possum.
Yeah. Really mess with it.
All right. Here is your question. Which European automaker pioneered side airbags back in the 1990s?
Volkswagen?
I'll guess Volvo.
It is Volvo. What kind of car are you driving there, Liz?
Nissan.
Yeah, they didn't pioneer side airbag. I hope your kids know you don't love them.
You got a minivan, Liz?
Yes, I do.
You're living the minivan lifestyle. How many Cheerios are in the back of that thing?
I was in the front seat right now. I got three more to pick up.
Oh, man. Okay, well, you need that thing then.
I mean, I was a guy, you could just dump milk through the sunroof, grab a spoon, and go.
I could go back there, find a sippy cup that's been molded for like 3 months that you can't find, maybe a Binky.
Mm-hmm. Someone else's toy.
Right.
All right, your question. This is multiple choice. How many years did it take to construct the Tower of Pisa, also known as the Leaning Tower of Pisa? Did it take 9, 99, or 199 years?
99.
What was your guess?
99.
100.
199 years.
Oh.
It took them 199 years to build a goddamn thing that's leaning over.
Now I'm thinking about pizza.
We would kick their ass in Jenga. It took you almost 200 years and that thing's crooked.
Yeah, but it hasn't fallen yet.
Okay. Okay. You sound like the kid who got a D. It's not an F.
I got a lot of D's.
I did too. That was my defense.
Right.
All right. What ingredient is converted into alcohol during brewing? And don't pretend you don't know just because your kid's in the car.
Is it also an infection?
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And the black community.
What do you mean?
That's not what's converted into alcohol.
Oh.
All right, I got you.
You got me?
All right, you're wrong. No, I was tracking
Ted's
you.
Tracking.
Yeah, I'm not tracking yet.
I know. You were tracking with Ted. That was the wrong guess. So I said the black community.
You're talking about like ups?
No. All right. Ups.
Are we back to tarantulas?
Exactly.
What is your guess? What ingredient is converted into alcohol during brewing?
I'm
going to
say wheat.
It's sugar.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I gave you a hint.
I thought you're all yeasty or hoppy.
I thought yeast too.
Yeah, that's why I was like, well.
I got the sugar.
All right, question four, Liz.
All right.
Question number four. What Scottish hero did Mel Gibson portray in the 1995 movie Braveheart?
William Wallace.
All right.
Well done. Okay. Well done.
Four questions, but we did start out big dummy this time with two one-and-dones. Believe it or not, both James and the lovely Tara did pretty well there.
We got some bad, easy questions. They both sounded so stupid.
Okay. If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999-OLAMORE, Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Men's Room with Miles and Frill.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the taste of Alaska as we drink some Alaskan Brewing Company beers. And we have a delicious bolognese made from moose that one of our good listeners sent us in the ground and the steak form.
Yeah, Arne.
You were up most of the night last night coming up with this amazing recipe for a delicious moose bolognese.
I'm very confused by this.
So the
I thought it was a bolognese made by a moose.
No,
very excited for this.
Yeah. No.
This is
real moose.
I thought that was as Alaskan as it gets.
Well, you guys went to Alaska and saw a moose.
Making bolognese, yes.
Now it's time to taste his
munja,
flesh.
Munja.
No, we did not see a moose. We were told that if the moose walks into the bar, and they're being dead serious, don't mess with it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, is that moose.
Really?
No.
Maybe we should call him. Maybe we should call him Arnie Moose in honor. So the head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the taste.
It's the Northern Exposure
of Alaska. In the meantime, the game is a big dummy. 844-999-OLA. It's been quite the whirlwind on the phones. Do we have a new contestant ready to go and play the big game?
Hello, David. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big dummy.
Hey guys.
Hola. David, are you playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober today?
I just got home, so Team Sober right now.
All right, David, welcome to the show.
How long does it take you to get drunk?
Mm-hmm.
People always say that, but you can get drunk in 3 minutes.
All right, our men's room.
Grab a beer.
The right combination of any booze that's in a plastic bottle in your freezer, that'll do it.
David,
yeah,
we're
some vodka in there.
There you go. That's a good thing. All right, men's room poll today. You got to pick a new pet to keep in your room there, David. Will it be a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum?
Okay, so I'll probably pick the tarantula, But real quick story, I had a rosy-haired tarantula as a kid. It bit my dad on the palm, and the fangs broke out, broke into his palm.
Ooh.
Ew.
Golly.
Was it like a geriatric tarantula?
Had your dad done anything wrong? He was just holding the thing, and it hauled off and bit him?
Exactly.
So after seeing that, why would you decide now that you would want to deal with that again?
Because it was funny, and it would bring back memories.
Okay. Now, did any poison get in your dad, or was it
devenomized.
Oh, devenomized. Is that what you call it? Okay.
Someone wrote in and says, tarantulas do have venom, but it's not harmful to us. I guess that's how it should be put. It's about that of a bee sting.
So that would still hurt, though.
Oh, I mean, that hurts. Something still bit you. Yeah, right. I mean, it hurts.
I don't want a big bug
like,
to bite
me. Like, if I bite you, it's going to hurt, but I have no venom.
You know what I'm scared of to bite me more than anything else in the bug world?
Oh, bug world. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I'm terrified. I mean, more
in
so
the bug
than,
world.
More so than a wasp
fire
or
ant.
A hornet.
Fire ant.
No. A big horse fly on the beach in New Jersey. I've never seen anything in my life. Like
I'm
a horse fly on Long Beach
it.
Island. I had one fly on me was the size of a bald eagle and took half my shoulder off.
The worst I saw was on Chincoteague Island where
That's
they have
a real
wild
place.
Ponies.
God, they're huge.
Yeah. I mean,
they're everywhere.
There's wild. God. It's like I could feel them on me. I remember being a kid swimming in this pool and it's like every time you popped out of the water, one would bite you.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're nasty.
That particular part of the country is known for all of its wild horses.
It
but
is.
Explain why there's so many goddamn horse flies.
Ah.
That's a good call, man. That's a good call.
God, they are terrible.
I hate
Dude, I ran into them, too. I ran onto some of them in Mount Rainier.
Oh,
a,
I know.
On a day hike.
I
couldn't stop to eat lunch.
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious. Mailbox, man. They were everywhere. I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah.
This place sucks bad enough.
Yeah, exactly. God, sweating.
Memories.
That peak just never stops. It's just right there, and it's never there. And then the horseflies just eat you. Like, this place sucks.
It's going to be a new attraction in Disneyland.
Exactly.
Like a giant horse fly pit, kids. All right, here is your question. What TV family lives at 742 Evergreen Terrace?
Oh, The Simpsons.
Oh, David, another one. I'm done. All right, great talking to you.
I didn't know they lived in a terrace.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's pretty nice for
They're kind of broke.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, that's a nice neighborhood. How's that a terrace?
It's the West Coast.
Yeah, does it change? Well, no.
Yes, it doesn't matter. I mean, if there's Springfield Heights, you think it's going to be nice?
No, I wouldn't go there.
Well, I'm just
there.
Saying the West Coast. Well, right, but it's based off, like, Portland, Oregon, isn't it?
Is it?
So I just, every time I see West Coast, like, I grew up on the East Coast, right? So in D.C. and Baltimore, there's row homes.
Heights was also, it's a way of letting you know, this is a bad neighborhood, but there are drugs available.
Right. But when you see the
Terrorists
West Coast
meant,
hoods, like, they have actual, like, homes and little yards. Doesn't make it any less dangerous.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Heights and Terrace, man.
You got to put homes first. If you put homes first, it all sounds nice. Like, the homes at Seacrest. You know what I mean? And then you're good. You
but can't. If you say the homes at Seacrest Terrace,
right?
Don't go there.
Yeah, you can't do it.
I like the Villa Estates.
I know. It's always some crap.
But it's like, yeah, I'm at the Villa Estates at the Terrace. Right? Like, different meaning.
Yeah. There's a visitor parking. If you can get it, there's two spots. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Blake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on?
Hola. Blake, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Blake, welcome to the show. All right, Blake. Men's room poll. Pick a new pet to keep in your room. Will it be a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum?
I'm going to say possum.
You're going to go the possum. Okay.
Really?
Are you stoned?
No.
Okay. I'm just kind of talking.
And then you said you'd pick a possum. Why a possum?
Well, a while ago, my aunt actually was thinking about one. She found under a deck until it started hissing at her, but...
So wait.
Yeah.
Right. Where did it come from? Why was it under a desk?
Deck.
Deck.
Dropped under there.
So she was going to keep it as a pet until it started hissing at her, huh?
Did you snort model glue or sniff model glue as a kid or anything like that?
No.
Good. Yeah, that'd have been terrible.
What is your resting heart rate? Guessing like 15. All right. Here's your question. What historical figure changed her name to Rebecca Rolfe after marrying John Rolfe? Rolfe.
Historical character.
Historical figure. This
historical
is a real person.
Figure.
Yes.
I bet you make some crazy noises during sex.
I cannot tell you.
Yeah. Oh. Some people know her as Senator Elizabeth Warren. Others know her as Pocahontas.
Oh, Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, yes. All right there, Captain Excitement. What director was responsible for four of the highest grossing films of the 1980s? I'm old, so I just knew this one off the top of my head.
Hello.
And he's calling his phone on this man.
What happened to, oh, no, I hope he's still alive.
He just lost interest.
Oh, my God, he got so excited.
I think he's
Scorsese?
Steven Spielberg.
Oh, oh yeah.
Everything.
E.T. Okay, hold on, let me think. So E.T.?
E.T.'s got to be one of them. Close Encounters, E.T., Gremlins.
Jones?
Indiana Jones.
Jaws?
No, that was 70s.
Did he do Star Wars?
No, that was George Lucas.
Okay.
Crap. Right. I don't know.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.